Thank you. Ben?
Thank you, Ian. I've been to peddle your UKIP candidate for Milton Keynes South, as it says here. I was born in North West London, and I moved to Milton Keynes 38 years ago. It was in its early stages of development, and Peddle Corporation made a wonderful job of building a great city, and I've loved every minute of living here. I've got four children, all of whom stayed local. They're adults now, but I still call them children. I'm not doing this for a career move. Like Emily, I was quite angry 5 years ago at how this country was being run. The political elite are just getting away with far too much, and I decided it was time to make a difference. I have a career, design engineer, but I've decided, this is all new to me by the way, but I've decided, let's do something. I'll repeat what Andrew said. We've worked alongside each other for the last few weeks, and I totally respect all of the candidates from all of the parties. I think we've shared views on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. The way forward for Milton Keynes, I think we've all got a shared belief. Unfortunately, they're working for flawed political parties who are not listening to the people. They're driven by their own party's needs. UKIP does not believe in a party whip, for example. Being forced to vote with the party does not fit with me, or David, or anyone else in UKIP. You'll find that the Labour, Conservative, Lib Dems all vote with their party. They turn their back on the constituents of Milton Keynes, for example, as soon as they're elected. You saw that perhaps the TV debates last night. There was so much dishonesty from all of the three that stood in front of that BBC audience. It was quite nice actually to see a BBC audience attacking a politician that wasn't Nigel Farage, the UKIP leader. You saw in the debate last night that there's so much dishonesty. We need to return honesty to politics. Cameron claiming that he can control benefits given to immigrants. Within the EU, he cannot. It's discrimination to give a British person one set of benefits and an immigrant another. He's deceiving you. Miliband claimed to do the same thing. No immigrants to get benefits for the first 2-3 years from entry. He cannot do that under EU law. It's discrimination. Something I did agree with Miliband on was when he said that he wouldn't form a government if it meant doing a deal with the SNP. I fully agree with him on that one. I hope that he doesn't form a government. UKIP's manifesto, well, it's all about leaving the EU, you probably know. The EU does nothing for us. We have bureaucrats in Brussels making 75% of our laws. I didn't vote for that. We don't need the political union that we have at the moment to do trade with Europe. Europe need us more than we need them. We're Europe's biggest customer. The Mercedes still want to sell us cars. The French still want to sell us wine. They don't want to lose us. On foreign aid, UKIP feel we should get realistic. It would be great to be able to give endless pounds to countries that need it, but we can't afford it at the moment, and we should be spending that money on our own. For example, the homeless. You know, we've got a huge problem with homeless people at the moment. We need to address this country before we start looking after others. Obviously, emergency aid should be available. We can uphold that. We're the only party that's had its manifesto verified by an independent body. All of the other parties are promising things that they can't afford, they haven't got a budget for. We're the only party that has actually budgeted, which means that we won't add a penny to the national debt with our promises. We won't be cutting any more public services with our promises, and we won't be raising any taxes. And I think you'll find the other parties will be doing that.